Live from the EPB Fiber Optic Studio, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. And thank you for taking your time this Sunday morning to join us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and joining me is my partner, Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor and chief of staff of CHI Memorial, Georgia. And good morning, Dr. Green.
Good morning, Ed. As always, it's such a pleasure to be with you and all of our listeners this Sunday morning. It's a beautiful day. Glad to be with you. By way of introduction, let me remind the listeners, I'm as you said, a board-certified family medicine physician, practiced here and other places too, but here for about 25 years or so. It's a great family tradition for me, as you know, that goes back now over 150 years for my family. It actually goes on both sides of my family, so it's a great honor to continue that tradition. And my kids are planning on going down that same path, at least two of them right now, so that's going to continue. Don't know if they're going to end up here or not, but we'll see down the road, give them a few years. I also have interest in sports medicine. Got to put in a plug for UGA, my old alma mater. Got to work with University of Georgia with some sports medicine in the remote past in another lifetime. And I also work with home health. My thanks goes out to LHC and Home Care Solutions. Also work with hospice, physical therapy, several other things. Just a typical primary care doctor. We tend to love everything and everybody and like to stay busy, which is always fun. My thanks to go to CHI as well. CHI is working so hard in Northwest Georgia. As you mentioned, I'm the chief of staff of CHI Memorial Georgia. And CHI continues to support all of the residents of Northwest Georgia by expanding all of the services that are available through CHI Memorial Georgia, inpatient, outpatient, ER, and it's going to continue to grow. So a lot of the details I can't talk about on the air, but everybody around here will be very happy to see what's growing and what CHI is doing. It's just so glad to see their support. Let me also put in a little plug for CHI. Dr. Hedrick, who is a wonderful thoracic surgeon, has a coach called a Breathe Easy Coach. It's a mobile coach that conducts low-dose CT scans, which is a type of x-ray that can identify signs of lung cancer before symptoms are even present. Lung cancer symptoms usually don't occur until the cancer is advanced, but this is designed to detect them early, and it significantly increases chances of survival. Now, the x-ray process requires no preparation. It only takes about 10 minutes. And this Breathe Easy Coach is basically a bus with a CT scanner inside, which is actually pretty cool. To find out when the coach is near you, all you have to do is call 423-495-LUNG. That's 423-495-LUNG. And you can be screened for lung cancer, so give them a call. Ed, why don't you tell us a little bit about you and Nutrition World?
Thank you very much, my friend. And I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World since 1979, which certainly dates my age. And I am very proud to be part of a lifelong commitment to helping, hopefully, educate many people and learn myself about the connection between nutrition, disease, longevity, and health. And it is a growing science. Back in my 1980s business career, 1990s, the science was not very substantial, to be honest with you, in regard to nutrients, even diets and food, but it is now exploding. If people go to PubMed or they research these things, there is no going back. We now know the significant impact that the proper nutritional information can have on the quality of everyone's life. And even mainstream medicine, as this show is showing, is embracing these ideas, the new a paradigm shift, actually, that is coming. It's a wave, and there's no stopping it. And you are a part of this, as I am too. So, you know, Nutrition World, located on Lee Highway, nutritionw.com is the website. We continue to help, hopefully, to help other people help themselves. That's what we are. We're more of a partner on this process, certainly not a not your physician or your healthcare practitioner, but we are there to help. And I know, and you and I do very much of this spontaneously, so we don't have it always prepared, but I hope you don't get mad at me, Chris, because here's what's happening. This week alone, I had at least three people and come into the store, and they asked me very personal questions sometimes, because we have a trusting relationship with the Chattanooga community based on our long period of being here and honesty. And they're coming in constantly saying this same question. I am really interested in my health. I want to participate. I want to learn more. But my doc is so against any new ideas, anything about supplements. It won't even discuss about diets, and basically says, you know, pretty much you can eat what you want, just use common sense, but it's not working for me. Is there any doc in town that really, like, is grounded in traditional but also has an open mind? And I'm happy to say I'm kind of looking down and I'm saying, well, I do know very few who are like that, but I've got one. If you're willing to kind of go down to Ringgold, his name's Dr. Green. So,
well, thank you, Ed.
You know, it takes people time to change gears on these things, but you let me know if you get too many people. Because
let me give the listeners a little advice too. In primary care, we're regularly coming up against things that we don't know. We love the investigation. That process is fun. Knowing you don't know something, investigating, trying to find the source and how to treat. So that doesn't really bother us as much as some specialties. But a lot of providers, if they are asked a subject they don't know, they get flustered and defensive. And that may have been what happened to some of these people, that they're asking about non-traditional medicine, and either the person just doesn't know and is ignorant and doesn't want to admit it, and so they belittle it. Or maybe they really do feel that way. It's hard to know without really discussing it with that individual. But if they don't, they could simply tell a person, hey, I'm interested in such and such. Could you please look into it and let me know what you think? And, you know, not make it a confrontational process with the provider, but say, hey, look into it if you don't know about it and let me know what you think. And, you know, I've been doing that over the years when people would ask me if they came in, say, last year and said, what do you think about taking GABA to help me sleep? I'd say, well, I don't know. Let me check up on that and read up and I'll get back to you. So that's the way I dealt with it, because like you and I know, we learn new things every day. The fact that you don't know is not an insult. It's an opportunity for learning. So how they spin it to their provider could help, you know, their relationship with their medical provider as well.
I think that's very sound advice. And we really are dealing with emotions many times in this kind of conversation with our healthcare practitioner, because we all, and I certainly have been fallen victim to this over times in my life, where I'm only comfortable with what I know. And anything outside of that, I used to feel defensive, and I would actually defend my position where it closed conversations. And, you know, there's something about getting older, if you hopefully age and try to become wiser, and I have less fences that I put up anymore, because as you say, everybody has something to learn and to teach, and I am open to everything, and I just commend you for the fact that you are not ego-driven and you don't have to prove that you know everything. And that, I mean, I hear this from your patients, so it's not me and you, it's what I'm hearing. So good for you, my friend, and I just wish we had about, you know, a bunch more of you, but it's coming. I do believe it's coming.
I agree. So it's kind of interesting. I thought of you again. I was watching don't think I can say it on the air, but one TV show that I really like, and it's set in another time, another place, but they were looking for all these herbal remedies, and I was hearing a lot of terms that were familiar to me, so it was very interesting because it was a day before pharmaceuticals were available. So again, these things, these ideas have been around for centuries, and I agree, there's going to be a marriage of traditional and non-traditional medicine, and I just hope we can help communities, you know, both lay and professional, come into this fold and open their eyes and their hearts and their minds and learn It's always an opportunity. They don't have to agree with everything that I say or you say. Just open your mind up, listen, learn, research for yourself. I do that from a spiritual standpoint. If I hear something I don't agree with, I look into it. I find that as an opportunity, not a conflict. And I think most providers know in their hearts, no, we don't know everything. We realize that, but we do know a lot. And it's a fun thing to continue that learning process the rest of your life.
Well, you know, you're not having to tell me anything. I'm just all over here applauding you. I do want to say really quickly, in case we run out of time later in the show, you know, every time we talk, I try to, because I am a person who eats out a lot and I'm so connected to food, I always try to give a basic personal rating of locations that would offer me and hopefully other people the ability to make wise choices, because if you're trapped in a certain restaurant setting, you know, you're there. You can't make them make something that's not possible. Well, so I'm very, very critical about where I go. I do go to Acropolis, which is locally owned, and no one pays me for these reviews, but I went twice this week. And the reason I go there is not simply because they're locally owned, but that's one. They do have offerings that can give me what I want. They have a trout that is basically from not very far away. I know the company a little bit about the trout, but they don't give it any bad chemicals, and they don't do, you know, the harsh raising of the trout. It's not chemicalized, and you know, they offer coleslaw there, they offer broccoli there, they offer lentil soups there, and just enough good stuff where I do not feel guilty when I go there. So I want to give the plug to Acropolis. It is near Hamilton Place Mall, and if you go in, tell them that you heard this on this show.
That's so true. I know the family, they take their food very seriously. That is for sure.
I wasn't sure if you had eaten there or not.
Oh, I've eaten there a lot, and I went to school with one of their sons, so known the family a long time. My dad was friends with the owner, with the family, and I've always liked eating there, and I've always enjoyed the food, and you're talking fresh and well-prepared. It's a great place.
Now, again, you can make plenty of unwise choices when you walk in and there's 14 cakes like it was last night.
Like the baklava?
Yeah. And the baklava, and it's like calling my name just a little, not much.
So good.
Well, guess what? It's already time for us to take a break. And when we come back, we will be discussing the topic that is very, very still hot, totally popular, is that of hemp. And its uses for health and other reasons with who I consider the expert in this part of the country, John Kennedy. So we've got that plus more to come. For Dr. Christopher Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, along with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green. And today we have a most exciting guest. In fact, he's the first guest who's ever been on here twice. And his name is John Kennedy. Welcome, John.
Hi, it's good to be here. Thank you for having me back.
I've known John now for 2, 3, 4 years, not sure, and the topic is hemp. It is constantly in the media. Many people think about it, read about it, Google it. It's one of the top search names that there is as far as people's interest level. And it's been a very evolving type of conversation because of legality reasons, and we all know the issues involving that. And it's very confusing for many people to weed through this. Well, that's an interesting word, weed through it. But John is one who can really clear the fog up. So, you know, people come into Nutrition World every day, and I would say we probably have between 20 and 30 people a day who ask you know, what is the story on hemp and why, you know, why would it be good for me? Can you kind of just take it from that point, John, and, you know, be like, I'm a beginner, I've just read the headlines for it, but I'm very interested in this kind of stuff. Why would I want to do this, and what's all the kind of specifics?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. You know, hemp is, it's a plant, of course, and it's a legal definition that describes a type of cannabis plant. Traditionally, cannabis has been federally illegal, and it's been considered to be something that is potentially dangerous simply because it's associated with marijuana and drugs and such. But what we're finding is that hemp as a plant actually has a lot of different uses. And these days, whenever people are coming into nutrition world, say, and they're asking about hemp, specifically they're asking for hemp that's rich in cannabinoids like cannabidiol, or CBD for short, what people are finding is that it has a long list of uses, and primarily, not only is it healthy for the body, but the good news is that it's non-toxic. There's no lethal dose. There's no risk of taking too much of it, and so what people are finding is that they can actually find relief from a variety of different conditions that plague us these days. We can go into the details about what some of the reasons are that people are finding relief from these ailments, but CBD, primarily as a topic, is tends to go hand in hand with the hemp discussion.
Well, I know that on a personal level, I have relied on CBD and found it to offer me some benefits that, despite the fact that I have 8,000 different remedies at Nutrition World, it kind of does something that, you know, I've never found another molecule to accomplish. And just on a personal level, it's very calming to me. So if I'm having anxiousness, my mind is running on, if I do the right brand and I do the right dosage, it is magical for me. Again, I think we all have to be aware that's true of everything we do. If you do too much of something or too little, you're not going to be in the sweet spot. And if I, you know, I've practiced with it enough to know this is the sweet spot for me. So as far as how a person would begin this, John, can you give some advice as to that?
Yeah, absolutely. There are, as you mentioned, there are a number of different hemp manufacturers out there that are making products that are rich in CBD. I'd say that there's a few that are introduced every day these days, just simply because it is such a booming industry. The downside being is that it's an unregulated market, and so that there's really no barrier to entry these days. Anyone can really go out and get a new company started and then say that they've got the best hemp available. And there is some risks associated with getting hemp from an unregulated market. You need to make sure that the hemp is sourced from a place that actually has clean, organic growing principles, and that the manufacturing process doesn't introduce any toxins along the way. But having said that, you know, once people actually find a reliable source of hemp products that are rich in CBD, then they can, you know, trust that source and then try a variety of different products and see which ones work best for them. The difficult part of the conversation, of course, is figuring out, well, how much do I take and what do I take it for? You'd mentioned anxiety. We found that that seems to be the number one reason why people use it. There's a long list of reasons why people report that it helped them, but anxiety always bubbles up to the top of that list. The second part of the conversation is, well, how much do I take? And that really varies quite a bit from one person to the next. It's not one of these things where you say, well, just take 5 milligrams twice a day and you'll be good. People actually will need to, once they've found a product that works well for them, or that is at least clean and reliable, put the time in to determine how much they need to take to actually find relief for whatever reason it is that brought them to CBD in the first place.
You know, in addition to anxiety, and I was just thinking about, from a medical standpoint, what I've seen, you know, in the recent years and especially the last 12 months, the rules and regulations and laws governing a lot of controlled substances especially pain medications and anxiety medications have become, well, they're just onerous. I mean, it's very, very difficult to keep up with them. So a lot of my patients just stopped. They just quit their pain medications on their own. They quit anxiety medications. A lot of them were in pain management. In fact, pretty much all of them that need that are in pain management nowadays. But when they did, a lot of them went to CBD oils. And I would say over 50% of the ones that did that, I think the number is much higher, actually had, they report better relief with the CBD oils than they did on their prescription medications, which is not just surprising, it's heartening, and they're very, very happy. So, you know, I feel comfortable telling people to think about that if they're having trouble with their, you know, going to pain management. It's costly now. A lot of them have to go once a month, sometimes even more often. And so I know, you know, pain is something I've seen as well as the anxiety. So I think listeners would want to know, you know, any type of diagnosis or symptom, if you can't look at a diagnosis, but symptoms like anxiety for which people may look into CBD oils. Also, a lot of my patients are on multiple medications. So if they need to watch out for any certain type of medication, or if they need to talk to their medical provider, if you could address that as well.
Sure. Yeah, that actually comes up pretty regularly with our conversations. You know, we'll have people ask me, well, when can I stop taking my medications? I'm not a doctor, you know, so that's something that would always need to be part of the conversation is to, you know, for people who are on medications for a variety of different conditions, to always work with their doctor and to make sure that, you know, that there is actually a protocol that's having them wean off of those medications. You know, but to your point, we have found that there are a lot of people who are reporting back that CBD-rich products are actually helping them so much that they are able to be taken off of their medications with a controlled schedule, of course, meaning that they don't want to just stop abruptly taking their medications because they found a CBD-rich product.
Well, and I'm so glad you brought that up. The thing is, and I want you to touch on this perhaps just slightly, how many actual companies now are producing and marketing hemp and CBD products? Do you guess?
If I had to guess, it's at this point, it's in the thousands. There are, whenever the industry first started, the legal, federally legal industry first started in January of 2016, there were a few dozen. And now we've seen that there are dozens entering the market every day simply because CBD is becoming such a hot topic and people are finding such great benefits from it, you know, without the side effects that tend to go along with those pharmaceutical drugs.
Is CBD oil use prevalent in Europe? I've never asked.
Actually, that's a good question. It's interesting that we found that, you know, even though that this is such a popular topic in the United States and that you know, effectively, CBD, because it's non-toxic, you know, it's a safe, natural alternative for a lot of these problems that people are running into. In Europe, we found that a lot of countries actually have laws against cannabis in general. So people, we're actually finding that it's not a common topic.
Interesting.
And thank you for that. And the thing is, like you said, there's thousands now of companies. And when you and I first spoke a couple years ago, there was only a handful. And we are so cautious about what we will carry in stock because my reputation's on the line at Nutrition World. And you have been so helpful to myself and to my one fella who's really the scientific R&D guy, Seth, in order to know that we're doing and carrying the right product. Charlotte's Web is the brand that, you know, probably led this whole energy of how the conversation started with this. And, you know, I love that company and they do such a great job. And I have used many, many bottles of Charlotte's Web. So I want to make sure we give them a good plug on that. But as far as the thing is, do you feel like that there's companies that are, because it is the wild, wild west, there's no doubt, companies that actually are producing product that the buyer should really be aware and not probably use? Or is it like it's just not going to work? But is there some risk in some of these?
There is some risk. What we found is that whenever the industry first started, a lot of the products were actually testing high for arsenic, heavy metals, other heavy metals, and industrial solvents. So it is a buyer beware situation at the moment.
That's kind of scary from my standpoint. I mean, I certainly don't want to be putting arsenic or heavy metals in my body. So if I was just thinking, you said, you know, the buyer should research, they should look at the growing process and all that. Where is that reported? How do you find that stuff out? How do you figure out if it's not FDA regulated, what's going to be in the product and what you, you know, what impurities may be there? How would you recommend someone research that? Just Google search it or what?
Yeah, internet searches are becoming increasingly difficult simply because there are so many manufacturers on the internet and there's a lot of misinformation on the internet as well. A place like Nutrition World is ideal simply because Ed and Seth will have done the background research to ensure that they're not going to be carrying any products that run that risk.
Oh, and absolutely. And I tell the patients to go talk to Ed and get good advice, but I'm just thinking of people that may listen to this that live too far away and they can't.
Yeah. The second thing to look for would be there every bottle that would be potentially one to buy should at least have some batch number on it that is tied to a certificate of analysis, which will be a third-party lab report that will show that it's been tested by a respected, noteworthy laboratory to show that it's been tested for heavy metals, pesticides, industrial solvents, mold, and bacteria. So at least you need to have a clean product.
So they like run it through a mass spec or something?
That's exactly right.
Okay.
Well, yeah, thank you, John, for that. And I, you know, I want to tell the listeners that every time you have been at Nutrition World, as far as either a lecture or a meet and greet type of situation, I don't think you've ever stopped to take a breath for hours because people have so much interest in this because it's actually potentially life-saving on some people's level because of the issues that they have and the fact that the long-term medications have been not friendly to them, I guess we would say. And we are still learning, there's no doubt. I personally have, you know, experimented as my own self does with being a guinea pig. And, you know, I've had like last Wednesday, actually, I took too much and I got a little bit lazy, I guess I will say. There's, you know, we don't have to worry about the effects like a marijuana thing where you're going to be loopy unless you drink the whole bottle. However, it definitely, if you do too little or too much, I do want to say that we have put a date on the calendar for September 22nd, which is a Saturday for you, John, just to come out to Nutrition World from 12 to 4 to answer anyone's questions about this topic because you are so, so informative. So I want people to know September 22nd from 12 to 4 at Nutrition World on Lee Highway. You will be there. And you know what? Our time is already up, John. Thank you so much for enlightening all of us. And we will look forward, and I hope many people will look forward to coming out and seeing you at Nutrition World on the 22nd. Thank you, John.
Thank you very much. I'll see everyone soon.
It's time for us to take a break. And when we come back, we will be discussing more about your holistic and nutritional health. We've got all of that, plus more to come. For Dr. Christopher Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, along with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green, and we are back talking about all the current events. And what was it on the news, Dr. Green, about the drug recall?
You know, we've talked in recent shows about the recall of Valsartan, not necessarily every manufacturer of Valsartan, but it was two or three initially, and so that really rocked our world for the last several weeks, trying to switch everybody around to other drugs. So, you know, there was the report that some of these companies had a chemical that could be harmful. As I recall, that was NDMA, and so NDMA, I'm not going to even try to pronounce the real word there, but that can be a product from some chemical reactions and processing, but as I understand, it's also found in liquid rocket fuel and pesticides, so it can be found in other places as well. Certainly can be a cancer-causing agent in us, so not exactly very healthy. So valsartan itself, an angiotensin receptor blocker, lay terms, you could call it a blood pressure pill or a heart pill. So we were just trying to switch people over from valsartan to, say, one of its competitors, another generic version. And that's what we've been doing. I guess the new news is that what I understand is several more companies, perhaps five total, maybe more, don't know for sure, have been found to have NDMA in their valsartan batches as well. So my understanding is the FDA is now looking into all of the angiotensin receptor blockers and their manufacturing to see if any others are containing NDMA as well. I wouldn't tell everybody to rush out and get off of their angiotensin receptor blockers. It may be something if they have a high level of concern for their health, such as you do. I know we've talked about Roundup, we've talked about pesticides, chemicals in our foods and our products, and we want to stay away from that, things that could be harmful. If they have a high sensitivity to that kind of issue, I would say go talk to your medical provider. It may be that that class of drugs is critical to you and that the risk of coming off of an angiotensin receptor blocker would be greater than the risk of staying on. But that is something you could discuss with your medical provider as well. But you know, this is raising some questions perhaps in the overall manufacturing process by my understanding of the literature.
Thank you for that. And you know, there's such a complex world we live in, and it's, I think many people appreciate the fact that we are looking out for the news of the day that can be helpful to so many. And, you know, often I have conversations with people that I really probably conversing more with myself than I am the person. But I think a week or two ago, I was speaking with someone, and they were, you know, people prod me a lot like I'm really know things for some reason. I do have experience, but I feel like I have so much more to learn. But, you know, it's like people ask me constantly, why are we so unhealthy in this nation? Why do we keep getting worse? And everybody I know has got diseases and, you know, aches and pains and this and that. And it's true. I mean, we do have a select group of people who, you know, are doing really well. And I think genetics, of course, as we both know, plays a significant role. I mean, there are the George Burns types that can smoke cigars, eat bacon, live to be 90, and, you know, do relatively well. That's not the majority of us. We can't use those as examples in our life. But when I start explaining it and I start, you know, talking about, let's compare what our world is right now compared to what, you know, if we go back to, and I'm not going to say a year, but let's say back enough where most of us lived on farming communities. A lot of the things that I embrace as far as things that assist people in being healthy or getting healthy again was already in place for the majority of everyone back in the day. And what that means is, to me, one of the finest ways to get rid of the toxic poisons in our body is sweating. How many people who worked on farms sweated excessively? Everyone. We didn't have air conditioning, so even if you didn't work on the farm, you were sweating. It is the ultimate way to remove the bad chemicals within our system, chemicals that we might accidentally be ingesting, but even those that are self-produced within us, the lactic acids and all the things that we cannot be overburdened with. Secondly, how many farms people do you think it before the 1940s, 30s, and 20s was having big trucks with huge amounts of liquid chemicals and fertilizers and pest control methods? None. They were doing the best they could. They might have had some small amounts, but it was minimally used. How many of the foods that people ate were shipped in from other parts of the world that were picked before they were ripe? None. How many soils were depleted back in the 40s and 30s? Very few, unless you were already living on an area that was depleted, like a desert setting or maybe a lot of red clay. So we really had full-fledged organic foods. We were doing the saunas every day without a real sauna. We were drinking water that was not being polluted upstream by factories. So we were drinking clean water most of the time.
Don't forget exercise as a natural part of life and work.
Yeah, and then not even me speaking of exercise, thank you, because activity is more important almost than even the nutritional part. And we now know that we call sitting is the new smoking, because when they do blood work on people and they look at, even within a period of 2 to 3 days, if you look at someone who sat for 1 or 2 days and you took their blood work and then they were active for 2 more days, it changes. It changes toward a healthier numbers. So how many of us are removed from what we were meant to be in?
But and, you know, you can make changes and get back to a lot of that, which is part of what we're talking about. You know, I forget about the sweating and the filtering system. We forget that the skin is really a huge organ. It's a part of our body that we forget about as an organ of the body that works for us. And like you said, if we do go eat right, have a healthier lifestyle, our exercising, getting back to, and we're not going to get back to the farming community life of all those years ago. It's not going to happen in this world, probably, unless you completely change everything in your life, which you could, but you can still make healthy changes, choices, diet, exercise, activity, and get all those things back. And I will tell you this, after a good run on the treadmill and sweating and leaving a trail of sweat behind me, I feel incredibly better than I did before I went in. You really do.
Absolutely. But the truth is, we are in the vast minority of people in this country, really only about, and I saw this in a big study or this the past week, you know, only 10% of us eat the level of vegetables that we need daily. That means 90% are not doing that. Well, the exercise thing, there's about 22% of us who exercise regularly, but that leaves almost 80% who do not.
You know, I like that simple fact at your lecture that we were at with Thorne Pharmaceuticals, just that simple fact that he said, you know, eat things with colors. You know, that's such an easy thing to be able to tell people and to look at their diet and see what they're eating with vegetables and fruits and the colors that they're having. What an easy thing to change in your diet.
Yeah, you don't have to do a lot of study to realize and put that piece of the puzzle in your life. You don't have to know the nutrient content of certain foods. Eat the rainbow. And if you do eat 4 servings of really good, colorful foods, you're going to be far healthier. Now, we can move this to a higher and higher levels based on the aggressiveness that you choose to do in your life. I mean, you know, the first level, eat colored foods. The second level, well, let's eat foods that were organically grown or locally made, so they're not shipped in. So that would be the secondary level.
But it's a small step. You know, you've got to make those baby steps first, and the longest trip starts with one step. You just got to take the first one.
Exactly. And the first step is still going to accomplish a huge, huge plus in your life. Have you heard the common slogan, and it may not be true, it may be a myth, that we live in a kidney stone belt? Does that something people say?
Well, yes. My older sister is a urologist down in Mobile, Alabama. So, yes, she is quite busy. Yeah. So, kidney stones are a huge problem in this area. We see them on a regular basis in the office. The emergency rooms do as well. Now, I understand there was actually a new product that you're looking at through Nutrition World. Can you tell us some more about that?
You know, in the old days, things would have to like come about in a very slow fashion, and because if it was going to be integrated into, say, a medical conversation, you know, it had to go through 100 different steps, and many of these products never could reach the level of the consumer because of the red tape. Well, luckily, we're in a little bit different scene today as far as how we can present stuff. Well, there's a company that has made a powder that reduces oxalates. Oxalates are the primary component that produces a kidney stone. And the problem is, you know, we eat foods that are high oxalates, and then the body, if it has a tendency to do this, can turn it into a kidney stone. And people like me even are eating a lot of oxalates, because oxalates can be found in many of the healthy foods, fruits, some of the berries, like kiwis and figs, purple grapes, okra,
leafy spinach.
Yeah, spinach, beets, almonds, cashews, peanuts,
bran flakes.
Yeah, bran flakes. See, that's something, my one splurge, I guess, is I've kind of got this one addiction to bran flakes at night before I go to bed. And I did not realize, actually, till this moment, that bran flakes have a lot of oxalates. Chocolate, cocoa, I'm thinking coffee.
Oh, that's just sad.
I've got a tear in my eye from all of this, and I'm thinking that I heard, and I'm not saying it on here, that coffee had some, but
I'm not giving up coffee, Ed. No.
No, I never, never. But what this powder does, and it's a little straw that comes in a box, and you have all these straws, and you put them in your pocket. And when you consume the powder that's within this straw, and it's called an oxalate-reducing enzyme, it will stop the ability of this oxalate to be in your body. And if we can lower the oxalates this easily, oh my. I know I've heard, and you have too, Dr. Green, that, you know, many times kidney stones, women who've had really hard labor say the kidney stone was worse than the labor pains. So it's not to be taken lightly. And
let me also remind the listeners that calcium oxalate stones, although probably the most common type, are not the only. There are other types of stones, struvite and otherwise. So make sure if you're looking into this, check with your medical provider, your urologist, primary care doctor, make sure that's the kind of stone you had to make sure it's going to be beneficial.
Right, because if it's not a calcium oxalate stone, this will not work. The company is called Nephure, N-E-P-H-U-R-E, and their website is nephure.com, and they have some of the clinicals and the medical research. I am using it 1 to 2 times a day. Don't know, just because the food list seems to have a lot of oxalates on it. It's easy to do. I just pour it, like I'll pour it in my protein drink in the morning, and then I may do it later in the day just on my tongue and swallow it.
Let me mention the some of the bad foods like potato chips, French fries. Those are also high, so that's something we probably shouldn't really be consuming at all or much of anyway.
Yeah, shouldn't is right. But
it should be a treat, a special occasion.
Last week I had ordered something really healthy, but it came with potato chips on the side. Mm. They are tough to turn away from when they're sitting right there in front of you. But
you've paid for them.
I paid for them, and I only ate 3, I promise.
Oh, my goodness.
I used to go to, and I still go to Bud's sometimes to eat, because you can make good choices at many restaurants, and the waitresses, it was really bad, because whatever I ordered, like I would order a salad and with, you know, turkey or chicken, and I didn't get croutons, and I'd always say, can I have 3 chips, please? So every time I go there now, they still say, you want your 3 chips?
Well, I don't think they're complimenting you on that, Ed. That's kind of funny. I will say this one time, Ed, I keep talking about Mamacita's, but it was years ago, they had sweet potato chips, and I just jokingly asked if they could bake them instead of fry them, and you know what? They did. I've never asked them to do that again, but, you know, think about things like that. If you're out there and you're going to have chips, sweet potato, maybe have them baked instead of fried. Who knows? The restaurant may do it.
Wow. It may start something, because there are more and more offerings of baked chips. Well, believe it or not, my friend, it's already time for us to take a break, and when we come back, we will have Dr. Green's spiritual moment. That plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones. Stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet, and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that is all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, along with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green. And in this segment, we always look forward to Dr. Green's spiritual moment.
Thank you, Ed, for that introduction. Remember that the spiritual moment is brought to you by Silverdale Baptist Church. If you would like to learn more about Silverdale, they do have a free app, which is actually quite good, and also the website, silverdalebc.com. Silverdalebc.com. Just visit that if you want to learn more about Silverdale Baptist Church. Now, let's begin with a verse or two out of Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22 through 23. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. we are often harder on ourselves than even God is. If we are ever going to be able to experience the immeasurable depths of God's love for us, we must learn to forgive ourselves. In his book, Abba's Child, Brendan Manning writes, "But we cannot assume that he feels about us the way we feel about ourselves unless we love ourselves compassionately, intensely, and freely. It takes a profound conversion to accept that God is relentlessly tender and compassionate towards us, just as we are, not in spite of our sins and faults. That would not be total acceptance, but with them. Though God does not condone or sanction evil, he does not withhold his love because there is evil in us. Our God loves us unconditionally. His grace and mercy will never run out. He is never surprised when we sin or fall short of the life to which we've been called. Only by experiencing God's immense love and forgiveness will we be able to fully love others. 1 John chapter 2, verse 1 says, "My little children, I am writing these things to you so that you may not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous." God does not condone our sin, but he will meet us in our place of brokenness and need every time we fail. He will offer mercy and compassion every time we come to him and ask. Nothing could ever cause him to stop loving you for even a moment. Nothing. And that is your spiritual moment and thought for the day. Ed, back to you.
Thank you so much, my friend. Much needed conversation for all of us in these troubling times. Nutrition World, as always, is trying to continue and will continue to focus on educating those who are interested, which is a growing amount, in the whole conversation of health and nutrition. Again, and I've spoke of this before, I wish it wasn't the confusing world that we live in, and many topics are confusing because we have so much information. We're really overburdened with it. And so many people just get frozen and they get lost in this jungle of info. And that is very similar to the topic of health and nutrition. However, we are doing our level best to help you journey through this fog. And we have two very, very exciting lectures and coming up. They're not on our website quite yet, but they will be within the day or two on nutritionw.com. Now, I endlessly speak of the microbiome, and probably Dr. Green even gets tired of it, but the...
Never.
Oh, thank you. The growing amount of research on the value and the impact of what we call the microbiome, which is the gut bacteria. We actually have more bacteria that's not us than is us. And that's pretty significant when you consider the impact of how it produces brain chemicals and your immune system.
Well, that's medically relevant as well, Ed. I mean, I know where you're going with this, but don't forget so many things like Clostridium difficile infections occur when we break down the normal gut flora. So this is not some insane, I mean, I've always respected your views on this, but it's not an insane idea. We are a collection of microbacteria in our body, and these are necessary for us to process foods, to maintain good health, pH. I mean, this is incredibly important to the body. Keep going.
It sure is, and thank you for that. And, you know, the public seems to think if they eat a cup of yogurt, they're okay. And I can tell you, and again, this is a... I'm not embarrassed about talking about anything with health in my own personal life. I try to use as an example, I am a self-appointed guinea pig, so I do anything and everything in order to learn and also to teach. Well, I've done 9 different stool tests over the past probably 3 years in order to test my microbiome. And I told a lady yesterday who was really asking me some specifics about how she can better her microbiome. And I said, I have to be honest with you. Sometimes it's not easy. I doubt anyone is of the aggressive nature that I am as far as the diet and the supplements. And if I rated my microbiome on a school test A to F rating, My microbiome is never above a C+, and I take hundreds of billions of probiotics. I eat cultured foods. I don't use antibiotics. I don't drink chlorinated water except unless I have to out at a restaurant. So I'm not doing things that super destroys it, but it's tough to keep these guys fertile and keep them healthy and stable within the gut lining. There's so many things that can weaken them. Well, we have a lecture coming up on this topic on October 23rd from a true professional from a company called SolarRay. He is the formulator of what I have found to be the most effective probiotic for my personal use ever. And the reason I say that, because the next to the last test that I did, and I do what I do with these tests, is I am actually using different products to see if they make a difference. And I've only had two really good test results. And believe it or not, one of these was about a year and a half ago, where I was taking a 50 billion probiotic, was recommended on the box for one a day. So I did 20 a day. So I did 1 trillion bacteria every day. No one does that. I did a trillion.
Well, you don't do it halfway.
I'll take that as a compliment.
It was.
So that one came out better. There was a B rating as far as my rating scale. But who can do that? I can't even do that. I don't want to take 20 a day. So this new product, I've only done one a day, and it gave me almost the same results as the 20.
Is it more concentrated?
Nope, it's not the concentration. What it is there's a new technology with a capsule. Stomach acids almost totally destroy any probiotic that you take, regardless of the quality of the probiotic. This capsule, which is just come on the market maybe within the year, what it does is when it's in an acid environment, it will take 40 minutes to melt. When it hits an alkaline environment, it will take 2 minutes to melt. So it's acid triggered. And that's different than enteric coating, because enteric coating supposedly will digest in the lower intestines, but it's way too unpredictable.
But it's not a spore-based product?
No, it's not a spore-based. And okay. It has the family of the main good probiotics that we always know about. It's just the delivery method is what made it change. So I'm excited about this lecture. Again, on nutritionw.com under events, you will be able to sign up and come to this, because I'm hoping he's going to shed some light on, you know, more options as far as how people like me, and I think most people, should be building this microbiome, because we've been led down a rosy path that's simply not true, which is you pop one pill of Culturelle or any pill of probiotic and you're fine. It's not true.
A lot of association now we're seeing, well, I'm seeing more in lectures I'm going to, the association of your gut health to things like arthritis, fatigue, IBS, fibromyalgia. You know, it's from our side of the fence, it's still a growing concept, but it certainly is a relevant topic to be investigating.
Absolutely, and it will not go away because of the significance and the depth of the studies now are really going to change the landscape of chronic disease, I do believe, and especially with autoimmune. And my father did pass away from C. diff, so I'm very familiar with the, you know, risk involved with the dancing between do we give antibiotics, and if we do give antibiotics, well, if it creates C. diff, then we have to give more antibiotics, and fecal transplants are really the only option that seems to be a value in this point, but it's not really being done readily. One last thing on my microbiome, and I've talked to this one other time. My last test was from a company called Viome, V-I-O-M-E, and it was a $400 test. And what it does is it analyzes the microbiome that will then tell me which foods are my friends and which ones are my enemy based on what the microbiome and how it's interacting with these food molecules. Unbelievable as far as informative. The jury's still out for me to whether it's effective, because I've had to eliminate about 8 of the foods that I really thought were my friends: blackberries, almonds, walnuts, beets, and about 4 others. However, it did open up a new list of foods for me that I was wondering if they were good for me or were actually irritating me in other ways. And so, like, chocolate was good. Coffee, yay, coffee was great. and a few others. So I didn't really lose a whole lot of food.
$400, that's, you've got to be intense in that to shell out that kind of money. I hope the biome company does well so they'll bring out a product people that are interested in, but they don't want to spend that level of money could, you know, experiment and maybe get a lesser sample or something.
It will come. It will be far reduced as the couple more years goes by. There's no doubt. But it is a conversation I never tire of having. So, and luckily I am like that. I love what I do, and I'm always here to help people if they have certain questions. And of course, you know, we don't diagnose or treat diseases, but we're here to educate and help people in every way they can, as you are, Dr. Green.
Yeah, a simple thing they can do for their gut health is still like we talk about with your healthy diet. We talked about your three chips that you eat, which I would have eaten the whole thing, I'll tell you that right now. But just the simple things like the fresh fruits and vegetables, colorful products with the fruits and vegetables, shopping from the outside of the store, all these things are going to promote better gut health by themselves without getting fancy or being a nutritionist.
That's exactly right, because those are the fuel and foods that those microbiome live on. And that's one reason it's hard for them to stay, because we don't feed them like we should. Well, that does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. It is a production from the Whitfield Media Group. Thank you for listening, and we will be back here again next Sunday morning at 9 a.m., for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Dr. Christopher Green from CHI Memorial, Georgia, I'm Ed Jones from Nutrition World in Chattanooga, and have a healthy and safe day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.